took my picture. He took my picture, and I took his picture afterwards.
And so you got the one of yourself, and he got the one of himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you were traveling with Andrew.
This is taken down on the coast somewhere. That's, I don't know where.
This would be around Tanana then.
Yeah, that's back at Tanana. That's taken on the coast. I don't know who they are. Around White Mountain, I guess. There's Nenana Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I got some more pictures of that, too. This is a breakup. Edward Shalugaluk.
This is whereabouts? Tanana. At Tanana?
Mm-hmm. Just above where the NC company is now. It's up there... Above where the, you know where the low ground is above that dance hall? In Tanana?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You go down, uh-huh. Take it up in there. Yeah. This one isn't too good.
It's a huge piece of advice.
No, that isn't too good. That's her father. That's her father.
Boy, he had a lot of dogs here. Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Maybe.
I don't know, 15 dogs. Well,
it's my wife and Rose Adams taken downriver, I think.
Who's the young boy there?
That's, I don't know who that is. Who is that with you and Rose Adams, Mom? Is that Bumsy? Oh. This was, that's the shoe scramble on 4th of July in Fairbanks. Terminal, Nenana. I'll get that one.
Shoe scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you gotta go over and get your shoes, huh?
Yeah. This is Ori Shade. He just wanted a picture of the coat and boots.
He didn't want the person.
Uh huh. That was him. He says, don't take my head. This is the MVNC. Now, these are people downriver. I don't know who they are. Nice picture, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah, it's a great picture.
You're going to wear out lots of film.
Oh, I got lots of film.
This is Tanana also. That's expedition. Oh. I was trying to get that guy. I was trying to get him. There's my pet. See him?
Uh-huh. Looks like your pet mouse, huh?
Nope.
No? Okay, let's see.
It's a weasel.
It's a weasel.
He was around the house all the time, so I finally got his picture. He wasn't scared of me either in the house. Running around the floor when I was in the house. Somebody knocked on the door, he was gone. This is taken in Nenana. That's the first car I ever drove.
That's you there?
Yeah. I think so. I have to look and see. Yeah, that's me. First car I ever drove.
Number 18.
That's a Ford Model A. I don't know who took this picture. It's Ruby, anyhow. Ruby Waterfront. Boy is taking care of hay at Holy Cross.
Boy, they're throwing it on, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's photograph number 19.
I don't know why this is. I think that's White Mountain. I'm not too sure.
At Holy Cross.
That's Holy Mountain?
I guess so. I don't know where it is, really. Here's the mail suds, a load of mail. I think Matthew was driving that team at that time. He took the picture anyhow. That's taken about 9 Mile Point, which would be 68 miles, I guess, or 69 miles below Tenino. This is people at Marshall, at Chris Betts' store at Marshall. There's the Cooney Hotel in Nenana.
This is Nenana?
Mm-hmm. 4th of July.
Nenana, 4th of July, photograph number 20.
This is Russian Mission, and those are smokehouses you see there.
Those are vertical boards.
Yeah. Lumber, it's a huge lumber, I guess. Huge boards.
Huh.
Now, this is a nice picture, too, but I don't know who the people are, and I don't know where the picture is taken.
Were you on Nelson Island?
No. I didn't. Somebody said it to my wife. I was just taking a picture of the boneyard. Mm-hmm. That's about 40 miles below Tenino. It's known as the, what is it they call it? Down there? Cascades?
Palisades?
Palisades, yeah. Uh-huh. This picture.
You ever get anything from the boneyard?
No, I never had time. This fellow is, this is taken in front of the Catholic Church down there, Father Jetty's place, living quarters at Tenino, and that's Peter Simon Simple. He's from Fort Yukon.
Peter Simon Simple?
Mm-hmm. He got killed about five or six years ago. People.
It's photograph number 21.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get killed?
They beat him up. I don't know who this is, really. I know. It's taken down river, though.
Gee, pretty looking lady.
Mm-hmm. This is downriver. I don't know who they are either. More of those. That's the way we used to get the wood down the hill when we had too high a bank. They had to throw it over the bank and then pick it up afterwards and truck it on board the boat. You ever seen the Nenana Bridge?
Nenana Bridge?
Uh-huh.
Well, the steel ones, yeah.
Yeah, the steel bridge at Nenana.
Yeah.
The big one. The railroad bridge.
Yeah. Now I've heard about guys doing that. When I first came to Alaska, I lived in Nenana, right by that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this?
I don't know.
Do you ever meet a guy in Nenana named Charlie Smith?
Yeah.
I stayed with him for a while.
Oh, yeah?
I
don't give a darn what goes on with that guy.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't that his attitude? Wasn't that his attitude?
Oh, I don't know. He must have changed his attitude a little bit. He seemed like a pretty nice guy to me.
Well, I mean, he didn't care about what's going on. He just...
Oh, he did along okay, I guess, no matter what.
Yeah, he done all right, but he didn't care about what was going on.
That's
it just
right.
Seemed like, let the world go. I don't care. That's me.
I was just going to say, I know who that is. That's number 22. Edgar on the steel bridge.
That's the way you look when you was younger. I don't remember you when you was young.
I always had two women.
Ada Lockwood and Mrs. Oliver Hemowak at Tenino now.
That's number 23, Edgar, between two women.
This is a shipyard at Nenana.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got this thing in focus down here and out of focus up there. But this is at Callum's. breakup of two. Oh, this is a breakup of 10 and a half. Oh, that's a fortune card. Taking a fortune card. I didn't take the picture, somebody else took it. Looks like it didn't develop enough or didn't wash it off enough, huh?
Right, fixer. Right.
Yeah. That's the same way, it's too foggy. This is people going up the Yukon River. I don't know who it was.
Looks like they got an inboard there.
Yeah. That's where we used to travel years ago. There's the only Nana Bridge again.
That does a welcome sight seeing that bridge.
Mm-hmm. This is people going to church at Stevens Village. This is Auntie. Or Luke, old lady Luke, and this is William Ben's mother. And there's a daughter, on the steamer Jacobs. I don't know who the woman is. Oh, that's Anna.
It's all bundled up.
Either I didn't develop this long enough, or print it long enough, develop it long enough, or what? I guess it's a graveyard at below Caltech here. It's burned up since.
Couple guys on top of that bridge again.
Uh-huh.
Now that's you and who else? No. Yeah.
Now make up your mind.
Okay, just a minute. Yeah, okay, that's you and then who's this?
And, let's see, what's his name again? Gosh, darn it, I can't think of his name right now. He dropped dead when he was swimming.
My goodness, that bridge is high.
Mm-hmm. It is, that's 100 some feet above the water.
Yeah, look how wide it is. You wouldn't think it's that wide.
No, you wouldn't.
The Jimmy, oh gosh darn, what's his name? That's the first time we ever went up on there and the last time. He wouldn't go no more. Mom, what was Jimmy's name? Last name. He married Ada. Huh? Oh, yeah, Jim Benedict.
Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Smith said he rode a bicycle around the top up there.
Well, I don't know that.
Said he had a $50 bet and he went and did it.
How did he get the bike up there?
Pulled it up with a rope, I guess.
That's the only way you could get it. This is Muskrat Camp. Oh, this is our camp when I was out muskrating that one spring, I think. Let's see, I gotta look that over again.
I was number 24 with Edgar and Jimmy Benedict.
No, we pulled into that camp and Esau Run jumped in and looked at the tent and I took his picture. There's another one, George Lee and Jimmy Benedict. And this is Rosalie. And her mother at Stephen Village. Rosalie. Gosh, where was her name? I'm sorry this didn't turn out good.
So bear's down there.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't get away. He was shot, but he couldn't run.
Huh.
And I took his picture. The other fellow, I went up close, I couldn't dare to take him while the other fellow held a gun on him. I says, if he starts for me, let him have it. This is taken on the beach at Callum's. This is, let's see. This is Horace Pitka. I can't think of these two men's name. This one's in the Pioneer Home now. I don't know where this one is. Those kids are Antusky's kids. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Marie Peterson, the tenor now. This was, I was printing these pictures for Miss Bedell. She took them. Those were caches at Stephen Village. Look how they made those caches. Look how they took care of them.
Oh, I see. Really set up there, isn't it?
They really did. This is taken with St. Michael. I'm looking out towards Whale Island, I think it is.
Maybe those people are.
I don't know who they are. I think the road is in the way.
It's number 25.
This is Maxie Puff and Matthew Johnson on the bridge at 10, or Nina. Now here's the other half of that picture you took before. That's Bergman Cochran. That's taken. That's where we're trapped. We're trapped out back at 10 now. See, we'd leave about 7 in the morning, get home about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. Walking up some shoes. Oh, this is taken on Steamer Jacobs. I took the picture, and that's Clyde Hunter, and that woman is dead now. What the heck was her name? I didn't know. I talked to her too just before she died, and I didn't know who she was until after I'd left there, left Unicleet. And I got to thinking about it afterwards, and that was Catherine Brady. And she was talking, she was sick, and she was talking to me in another room. She was asking a lot of questions about people in Tano. This is taken on a steamer, off Steamer Jacobs. That's Ninana. That's a young fellow that used to be one of our waiters, I think he was. He was a waiter on the moon. He's dead now. I can't think of his name offhand again. Now, this is taken about 20 miles from Ruby. This is trapping out there. I don't know who took the picture. I don't know whose camp it is even. That's it. Out there somewhere on 10, though. It rained there. A caribou was swimming in the river. That was some people took the picture. I don't know who. This is Cronin, Cornelius Cronin. We used to stop there at his camp. We'd throw mail ashore to him, or he'd come out in a boat to get the mail.
That's photograph number 26.
Cornelius Cronin?
Cronin. Yeah.
Cronin. Mm-hmm. And whereabouts?
It's about 44 miles below Tenino.
It's a poling boat, looks like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just about Callens, yeah.
I just blow Callens. That's my wife. Some other girls there in town, I don't know. Here's some more pictures of 4th of July in Nenana.
Number 27, 4th of July in Nenana.
What year do you think that would be?
That was about 1920. Five, I guess, or six.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, 26 or 27, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
This is Graveyard Nina, or Nulato. Bertha Damasca. She's she's living with a fellow in Kangas and Ruby. I think now. That's her her mother, father, mother's house at Holy Cross. Hey. Here's the gunny sack race. Me and Emma, 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Were you in it?
Nope. I was taking pictures.
You're taking a picture.
That's right.
In the Cooney Hotel.
This is Andic. Part looking partly at the mission there. This is down on the coast again. I don't know who they are. This is Cornelius Cronin again. Oh yes, here's Mr. Bear.
Oh, Mr. Bear.
Or a bear. Let's put it that way. This is across Manana during winter.
Before the highway bridge.
Below the bridge. Claude Arkeel.
Yes, I've seen that picture before.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got it already?
Uh-huh.
Where?
Claude Arkeel. I saw that in Spokane.
Oh. This is taken below the bridge, Nina. You see my bridge, my picture too in Spokane?
Yeah, that's the one you and your mother, that's where we
go. Oh.
That's what we.
This is the boneyard again. Palisades. Oh, this is mother's. That's her taking. She's taking them down below. Well, in Tanana.
Oh.
I got up on top and took that picture down through the tin. Down through that tin. The iron.
Is that bridge again?
Mm-hmm.
That's the locomotive going across it.
Yeah. What is it, 620?
That engine?
Uh-huh.
Boy, I can't see any number on it. Must be on the side or something. Oh, that's a good picture.
I don't know, I think. Oh, no, you can't see the number. I got another one, though. This is 4th of July kids race, I guess, in Nenana. This is people at Marshall, Chris Betts' store, seeing us come in, or getting ready to see us go out, I don't know which. This is taken below Ruby somewhere. Yeah, below Ruby breakup. There's another one saying, isn't it mail sleds again? There's a mail sled you've seen before. This is taken out in the trap line. I don't know where that is. I don't know who's. I think it's Matthew. I don't know. It's evidently ice piling up on that bluff below Ruby. I don't know who took the picture.
Yeah, it's the captain's place he's now.
That's me again. Let's see. Oh, this is Jack Carey, and that's Virginia, her daughter. She's in Anchorage now. Jack is dead, but Virginia Allen now. She was married her husband's name was Allen. She's in Anchorage, I think, in a hotel or home there.
Jack Carey before?
Huh? Better known as Virginia Carey.
Where's Jack Carey from?
He's from Ruby. Around there.
That's number 28. Jack Carey and Virginia.
ENSEE. Firing up, and that's Pete Paulson's boat too there at Marshall.
I think he's got his mast on that so he can sail it around.
Yeah. There's another picture of getting ready to haul freight up the hill at Keltig. See, my mother and my wife were practicing. Put two different photographs together and printed them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's me.
Uh-huh. Good shot.
That's my wife again there, and orange shade underneath there.
Yeah. Orange shade way underneath.
Oh, yeah, this was taken. I took this picture. No, I didn't take this picture. Someone else took this picture, taken in Tanano. Because I'm looking out the door.
That's you right over there, yeah.
My wife took that picture of me there. You've seen all the others, I think.
Oh, yeah.
This is taken around Five Finger Rapids. I don't know who took the picture.
Oh, yeah. Going down to the rapids.
Oh, here's another picture of the train.
Yeah, they got the plow on the front and everything.
Yeah.
Boy, that is sharp. That's a 620.
Yeah, 620.
Boy, that's a sharp picture.
This is my wife's sister, older sister. What's wrong if it's you? That's how we used to get on the bridge. We got to climb up there and then come back down and start all over again to get up there. I really don't know what happened. Which way am I looking? Oh, I'm looking upside down on this picture. No wonder. Yeah, there you are. Caribou swimming in the river. I don't know who took the picture. That's the shipyard in Edina. It's the Marshall people again.
Uh-huh.
What did I do here? What did I do? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was trying to get the picture of the train coming around the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Spring of the year, people coming up the river. I don't know who they were. I took it off the steamboat. That's the boss.
Oh, boy.
I never heard the music. She's the boss in the air.
She's ready to kick up her heels and have a good time, looks like.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. People took a picture. Somebody moved. I was playing boats in the air, playing in the creek. And this is the Palisades again.
Uh-huh.
This is people down at 9 Mile Point. This is Matthew took that picture, and that's a picture of those sleds, mail sleds. Mm-hmm. That's the people.
29 is a three-legged race in Enana, 4th of July.
Marshall. There's a train. I took a picture of the train going around the loop at Nenana.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who this is. It's one of my wife's nephews. This is a glacier somewhere. It could be southeastern.
Number 29 Harry Riley and a woman named Hippo in Leonana.
This is Leo Keogh, Bergman Cockburn, Harry Keogh, and I don't remember this fellow's name. He's one. This is Gunderson. And I don't remember that fellow's name. We're playing baseball on Sunday. We win. I don't know him.
This is 1925.
Okay. About there, yeah.
Okay. That one's unidentified.
And that's Gunderson. I can't remember his first name. Okay, Alfred Gertler. Edward Keogh. Harry Keogh.
This is his front row, kneeling down, mm-hmm. left to right.
Harry Keogh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Bergman Cochrane. And who's that other one? Well, it's Leo. Leo Keogh.
Leo Keogh.
And I don't remember him either. Okay. But we beat the boys anyhow. We beat the Nenana boys.
You were on this team.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's why we beat them.
What did you play?
Me? Yeah, mm-hmm. I was out in the field, I guess. Mm. Either field or second base. I don't know where I was at.
That was number 30.
Where is this?
That's Nenana from the bridge.
Mm. You liked that Nenana bridge, didn't mm-hmm. you?
This mm-hmm. is my sweetheart. I called her sweetheart, too.
How'd you get her?
I caught her in a trap and happened to catch her just the right time, too, because evidently she was in the trap just maybe an hour or so. And I happened to catch her, and I didn't kill her. I just stunned her, and I put her in a sack, packed her home, and then I put her in that little box. And I used to take her out of that box and change her box every 4 or 5 days, change the grass in it. She never tried to bite me. Hmm. Yeah.
How long did you have her?
Yeah, I had her about 4 or 5 weeks, I guess. And then I went to Fairbanks, and when I come back, she was gone. The boys said she got out. And I said, why didn't you track her? Well, they did, but they didn't go very far. Well, I said, she wouldn't be able to go very far either. Because she was in that box so long, you know. Mm-hmm. This is a picture of Cochrane's. This is a picture I like. I like that picture.
Number 31 of Cochrane's.
I like that picture. You got that out of that's Anvik.
Oh, yeah.
This is
nice.
Mrs. Johnson.
Number 32 of Anvik.
You got that. You have it.
I think I might have put it in the wrong pile.
I think you got it way back there. Just look back and see.
Well, we'll get two chances at it then.
Oh, okay. This is Mrs. Johnson, her dog. This is a Lockheed Vega, Carl Ben Nielsen getting taken off at Fairbanks, getting ready to take off at Fairbanks when he flew over the North Pole.
Did you take that?
Mm-hmm. I took that. Lockheed Vega, Carl Ben Nielsen. But that isn't the one he got killed in. It was Detroit. Him and Wilkins flew in North Pole. This is, I believe, Fred Stickman. I'm not too sure. This is Fred. Oh, yeah.
Okay, number 33.
It's taken up behind Stephen Village, somewhere way back in the flats there.
And that's Esau?
Esau Roberts.
Esau Roberts, okay. Yeah.
He's dead now.
What were you guys doing there?
Hunting rats. Mm-hmm. We just come into this camp, and he just jumped in there, and I took his picture.
And those are your canoes right there?
Yeah, that's canoes. All mm-hmm. our canoes. Mine may not be there, but... This is that Lockheed just before they took off. This is a boat I drifted down the river in from Fort Yukon, from Circle to Fort Yukon, or Fort, yeah, sir. I drifted from Circle, both Circle, Charlie River, to Fort Yukon. I didn't like the mate on the steamer Yukon, so I got off the boat at Charlie River. And so I drifted down with them two men. I didn't know who they were. One was turned out to be Jimmy, and the other, I don't know his name. He's an elderly man. Mm-hmm. I had a good trip. I enjoyed the trip. I had nothing to sleep in, only just a coat.
What's that boat loaded with?
Caribou. Mm. We killed caribou coming down.
That's photograph number 34.
Now, this is one of the Nome planes that landed at Tanana and took that picture. Mm. That's Northern Airways, I guess it was at that time. Now, this is Bennett and Rodewa. You've heard about them, I guess. That's their mail-carrying plane.
It's a biplane.
Yeah, they carried mail. It's taken in Indiana, 1926, 27. Huh.
Okay.
Now, this is a Fairchild taken in 19... I think 32 or 33. Hmm. That's, you remember when they were looking for Carl Ben Hansen in the wreck?
Well, I heard about it. I don't remember it. Yeah.
They just got through searching. They just come back. They'd found the plane, the bodies, and this is the pilot that owned a run. Flying there, Joe Crossan coming to Tanana. That's Tanana in the background. Suckling dogfish, catfish and all. This is Cochrane's, believe it or not, in the heyday.
Wow.
Now, what is there at Cochrane's?
There's three cabins standing.
That was Cochrane's, taken about 1922, I guess. Yeah, that's taken about 1922.
Number 35, Cochrane's in 1932.
Mm-hmm. That's spring. It's just come back from spring ratting at the Novi. Now, this is taken in Stephen Village. That's pupils in Stephen Village School. That's taken by Miss Bedell.
Number 36.
One of those is alive. This woman is alive yet. Sarah Albert now. Her name was Sarah Luke. I don't think any of the rest are alive. Rosalie is alive. I don't know her last name. It was Rosalie Stephen. Miss Bedell is passed on now, I guess.
Number 36, photograph at Manly Hot Springs.
No, I don't know. I have no idea exactly, because I didn't take the picture. Matthew Johnson evidently took the picture.
Picture has windmill and mm-hmm. wood.
Matthew Johnson took it.
Matthew mm-hmm. Johnson took the photo.
No, I took this one. This was at Battles. This was taken in 19... Five or six. We just unloaded a bunch of freight there at Battles. This is Battles. We leave them. We had 150 ton of freight to take up to Battles on a steamer Jacobs. That is the way we brought gasoline at that time, in cases.
Oh, this is old Battles, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's old Battles now. It was just Battles then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Battles on the Kuskokwim River. These are those dog teams going out of Tanana. That mail I sent on your about. Now, this one is taken.
It's photograph number 37.
Army planes flying through after World War I to Nome, known as the Black Hawk. Taken in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, not Merrill Field. Not Merrill Field.
Ladfield?
No.
Phillips. Metro.
It's right there, right where the hangars are right now. Where I guess
where Faulkner's is?
It's back in there. It's right there, just about 10 streets back.
Yeah.
Were you in Fairbanks then?
I was on the boat. I was a dishwasher.
You were a dishwasher?
On the steamer Jacobs.
Oh.
So I had 32 people to wash dishes for every day, three times a day. Plus the pots and pans.
Man, that's a full-time job, isn't it?
Well, those are people coming into Stephen Village in 1927, I guess.
Do you ever save your negatives from your pictures?
I've lost an awful lot of them. I've got some now, but I haven't got any. I moved around too much. I lost a bunch from Tenino. Margaret Johnson, and that's my wife's husband, her old father. This is Gregory Cochran taking I took the picture in Tenino. This was St. Mark's Mission in Nenana. It's gone now.
Yeah, it's all right in the river.
Yeah. Yes, sir, it has. Number 620.
Yeah, there's a 620 right on time.
Yep. Now, I don't know what boat this is. It's taken on the coast. Yeah, I think it's going around Juneau somewhere. I don't know who took it. That's my wife's sister, Matrona. Mm-hmm. She's in Anchorage. You've seen that picture. You've seen that picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dog retrieving a seagull the way it looks. I don't know whose dog or whose seagull. People watching the boat at Nenana, or at Marshall. Now we're just loading up this. We're just loading this wagon up. They finally seen. If you've seen a full loaded wagon.
Now you're in Holy Cross.
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I was on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I was just on the boat. I was working on the boat, so I just run around, take pictures.
Photograph number 38.
That's Holy Charlie Cross. Lee. This is at Hot Springs again. I can't recognize this place for sure. It looks like somewhere around Ruby, I'm not sure. Maybe Cochran's. Could be Cochran's. Oh, there was two? Oh, that's Charlie Allertuck. I thought it was heavy. Yeah, it's Charlie Allertuck. That's old man Lockwood.
Where's that at?
That's out on a trapline somewhere.
Where's he from?
He was from the lower. He's from St. Michael's, I guess. This is another picture of Hot Springs, around Hot Springs there.
Were you out at trapline?
No, I didn't. He took, Matthew, I think, took those pictures.
Around Hot Springs.
Hot Springs, photograph number 39.
Oh, this one here, I don't know how I fell heir to this picture. It's taken in Oregon.
sits in the snow.
Mm-hmm. That's out on trap line, too.
Is that when you were out?
No, that's Matthew took those pictures. Him, he was out there somewhere on Tozy Malozy or somewhere. It's the same thing.
Number 40.
Yeah.
I don't know who took the picture.
What is it?
It's a
parade.
Parade in Oregon. Portland, huh?
Oh, parade.
It's in Seattle, Washington, on the back, but maybe it's...
I don't know where, how I felt there to it.
I bet it's Seattle, because it says Tyee Allen in there. It's Northwest Coast.
Matthew Johnson is the one who took most of these other pictures here. Old man Lockwood getting ready to go out.
Did you spend a lot of time with Matthew?